Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat
come. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, and there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. John's engineering the broadcast. And, class, if you'd like to call in, I'll give you the number. We're going to be talking hour number one with the Silent Night. We're going to be talking about the Underground Railroad. And we're going to be talking about, well, we're going to be talking about disappearing. We're going to be talking about home birthing. Having your child at home, outside the system. And we're going to be talking about living outside the system. So if you think you're going to call in, I'm going to give you that number right now. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And I've got a call screen right here, so when your call comes in, I can just click on it and take the call right here from Missouri. So 866-582-9933. Silent Night's with us. Welcome, Silent Night. Did we lose Silent Night?
No, I'm here. I just had a quiet voice for a second.
Okay, great. Hey, Silent Night, I've got a question for you. You know, I saw you at the meetup on Monday, and you gave me a case of books so that we can, if anyone wants them, I can ship them right here from our office in Missouri. So, class, if any of you are interested in The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappear, the book by Silent Night, kind of like a manual on how to do it if you want to help people disappear and get out of harm's way, well, I have the book right here. And we'll ship it postpaid for $15. And you can find our address on the contact tab at usapreparers.com, USAPrepares.com. And just send us a check for $15 and we'll send it out. All the books that you've ordered are autographed and they have all been shipped. So any of you who have ordered them, they have been shipped. And I have them in inventory right now in the studio so you can purchase them immediately. Silent Night, I had a question for you. Now, when you came to the meetup on Monday, you hitchhiked, right? You hitchhiked from another state to come to the meetup. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And how, roughly in miles, I mean, don't give me the exact number of miles, but roughly, can you tell us about how many miles away that is that you hitchhiked to come to the meetup?
Actually, I haven't checked, but it was a five-hour trip, probably 200 miles.
Okay. So, class, I'm trying to put this in perspective. Silent Night hitchhiked 5 hours to get to the meetup because he does not have a driver's license. He can't get one because he doesn't have a Social Security number. He's living outside the system. So, a five-hour trip to get to the meetup, and then the meetup, it's cold and dark at the end of the meetup, and then getting home. That's another 5 hours. And I remember for the Christmas party that we had here at the farm for a lot of our instructors and friends, and and those who were part of our class, I invited a whole bunch of people to come to the farm for Christmas, and you were going to hitchhike even farther.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's kind of rough. I remember hitchhiking as a high school student, but, you know, I only hitchhiked maybe 30 miles at a time, but a couple hundred. I guess you got home okay.
I got pulled over 3 times, and of course they wanted an ID, and I told them, well, I don't have an ID because the federal government won't allow me to have one without a Social Security number, and apparently they didn't want to go through all the paperwork, so one fellow says, well, let me get you out of my county, he said, so I'm not responsible for you. It was a blessing, even though I got pulled over. How do you get pulled over when you're hitchhiking? But anyhow, they wanted me out of that county because they were getting numerous calls that there was this crazy guy walking along the road in the middle of the night.
So it was an adventure. Well, the next time we see you at the meetup, would you share that story with our meetup group? I mean, I'm not asking to come just to do that, but it'd be well worth our time to hear that story. And by the way, my understanding is you're going to be giving a seminar at the Get Prepared Expo in March. Is that right?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. So we're gonna learn today about living outside the system and home birthing. So why don't we start with that? Why don't we start with what you taught us the last time? I'll tell you, everyone was riveted to what you were saying about home birthing. So can you start with what that is like, what's involved, and how it worked for you? Because my understanding is you did it many years ago when your children were born, and you didn't have any running water because you were living outside the system, off the grid.
That's right. Well, the first thing, when both my wife and I are very researchers, I mean, we make sure that anything that we do, we know where we're going and what we're doing with it. And when we conceived with our first child, we decided, well, we're going to have to find out what this is all about. And we'd already been married 2.5 years. And, so we took this home birth class. It was a natural birth class. We didn't know about home birthing. And in the class, they showed us a movie. It was just 16 millimeter. That tells you how long ago it was. And it showed a hospital birth. And I'm watching this hospital birth, and I reached over and told my wife, I said, I'll hit that guy if he does that to you. And then they showed after the baby was born and the tortures. They call it Aptar sore, but it's actually torture. They pick up the baby by the hands and feet 6 inches off the table and drop it. Now, can you imagine coming into the world? First thing they do is beat you on the bottom to get you to scream. And then they pick you up and drop you to see if you have any reflexes. And then they take your hips, like on the farm when we're butchering chickens, we take the hips to the chickens and spray them outward. And that's what they do to babies. And I told my wife afterward, I said, I'll kill him. He does that to my child. And I had just got out of martial arts, and I was no longer in it, but I was still pretty radical, pretty young. And I said, we can't do this. Well, then the next session, they showed a home birth, and it was like a breath of fresh air, and this was what we wanted. And so we had our first child at home. We lived in a log cabin out in the Missouri Ozarks, and we had a big spring in front of the house. And when my wife went into labor, it was my time to get busy, so I went down to the spring to get water. And I'm crouching down, and I have the flashlight between my legs, and I'm getting 2 gallons of water, and here comes a whole bunch of copperheads. And so I picked up some rocks that were nearby on the edge of the spring, and I killed those 3, and I sat down, and different spots. Here comes some more. And so I killed them, and I finally said, hey, this ain't going to do. Of course, by then, all the water's churned up and dirty. And so I went back up to the cabin. We put a 55-gallon barrel underneath the eaves, and it was pouring rain already, and within a few minutes, it filled the barrel. And so then we had to wait quite a while before the midwife would come. We had a midwife with our first child, and it took quite a while to deliver the first one. Both of us are Scandinavian, and we have full-grown babies. The first one was 9 pounds, 2 ounces, and throughout, that was our smallest. And our largest were 11.3 and 11.6. And so, you know, we were pretty well trained by the time we had our first one. We had more study in natural childbirth than the medical profession gives their students in 8 years of school. And so we knew what we were doing. And so I didn't deliver the first one. I think the midwife delivered the first one. I was just coaching my wife. But, you know, it was like, this is the way it ought to be. And it was so refreshing and, excuse me, and we had a, my brother and his wife were with child at the same time, and they were going to have a natural birth in a birthing center. And his wife kind of condemned us for having a home birth and all this. And about 3 weeks after our oldest was born, our firstborn was born, they come down through the woods with their newborn baby, and they said, we want to hear about your home birth. We're never going to have a hospital birth again. And that was supposed to be a natural hospital birth. And they would never, and they've had 11 children since then, and every one of them was born at home. And all of ours were born at home, too.
Silent Night, you know, many people listening are probably asking, well, I wonder what would happen if there were a complication or two, or let's say the umbilical cord was wrapped around the baby. What if the baby wasn't in the correct position? How could you possibly handle that? What would you do? You know, would you call a doctor? Would you call an ambulance? Let's talk about that when we come home, because it sounds to me like you're on your own when you do a home birth. Silent Night, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007.
And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Silent Night's with us. And Silent Night is a USAPrepares.com instructor. And he's been living outside the system. Way outside the system. He doesn't have a social security number. He doesn't have a driver's license, and it causes all kinds of problems. Silent Night, before we get into potential problems that you might have during a home birth, like the umbilical cord potential problem, can you just go back a little bit and tell us about, you got escorted out of the county on Monday night when you came to the meetup because I guess it was a sheriff's deputy, wasn't it, that said, hey, listen, I don't want you anything to happen to you inside the county. We want to get you outside so it's not our problem. Is that what happened?
He pulled over behind me and he said, we got a call. Somebody's complaining about you being out here at night and so forth. And he asked me what I was, if I was all right. And I said, oh, yeah, I'm fine. And he said, well, what are you doing? And I said, I'm out for a stroll. And in some places, it's still legal to hitchhike. And he said, well, where are you going? And I said, well, I'm headed toward Branson. And he said, well, what's your name? So I told him, and of course, I only have one name. I changed my name a couple years ago. And at the end of that one name is a colon. And so he said, well, could you spell it? So I spelled my name, and then I said, in colon, it's spelled C-O-L-O-N. And he said, okay. He said, do you have ID? And I said, no. I said, because I don't have a social Security number, I'm not allowed to have an ID by the federal government. And he said, okay. He said, well, you know, can I just give you a ride outside the county? He said, that way people can call the next county. So apparently they didn't want to do all the paperwork involved, and they had never run into this before. And, you know, they like to sit in their nice warm cars and just drive around. They don't want to go back to the SO and have to sit down and do paperwork. And with something that they've never done before, the paperwork takes about six times as long. And, you know, they don't get their donuts and coffee and whatever. And so apparently he wanted to get rid of me. So he put me back in the cage. And he frisked me first to make sure I didn't have any weapons. And I said, well, I have a Leatherman pocket tool on my belt, but it's not a weapon. And he said, okay, you can keep it. And put me in the cage, took me to the county line, let me off, and said, have a nice evening.
Now, but were you in a better spot to hitchhike from where he met you than where he left you? I mean, did he leave you in a better spot or a worse spot?
It was neither, because at night, hitchhiking doesn't get you very far at all because you limit the number of automobiles that go by. So, say, in a two-hour period, 900 automobiles would go by you, and only one would pick you up. Well, if you limit that to six automobiles, you're not likely to get picked up at night. And so I probably would never do that again. But so he didn't leave me in a better spot except that I was out of his jurisdiction, so I guess that was a better spot.
Now, do you know what county that was where he picked you up?
I think it was Christian County.
Yeah, it's Joey Kyle. Yeah, Joey Kyle is the sheriff of Christian County, and I know that Judy Dollarhide is meeting with him about another incident that happened in Christian County with Bob Estep. He was beat up by a Sparta County cop, and we are going full steam investigating this as citizens. Now, we've had it with Bob Estep. He's got an enlarged heart now, a swollen heart, as a result of being tased by a Sparta cop. And we learned about that on Monday. And we're pursuing it. We're not going to let up. There are people who are on our team who want the entire Sparta, Missouri town government removed. Everyone top to bottom. Why? Because no one that we know of in the Sparta town government, Sparta, Missouri, is willing to say what has happened to Bob Estep. They're all involved in a hush-hush cover-up, as I would call it, my term, cover-up, and no one's spilling the beans as to what happened. They've circled the wagons, and we've had it with them. So we want all of them removed from their positions. We want everybody fired in Sparta, Missouri. Every government employee, top to bottom, left to right, mayor, everybody, police chief, cops, everyone fired in Sparta, Missouri. We'll be right back with Silent Night. We're talking about home birthing.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about preparedness. And we're talking about survival. Now, home birth is a pretty large undertaking. We're going to talk about some of the complications that can occur. But would you consider doing that? What if you had to? Do you know what to do? Let me ask you this. Let's bring it back to something really simple. How many of you would consider hitchhiking a 200-mile trip starting at 8:30 at night when it's cold out in the winter? How many would you do that? Well, Silent Night does it all the time. We got Sharon on the line from Montana. Sharon, welcome to USAPrepares.com with Silent Night and me, Vin Finelli.
Yeah, thank you. I was curious. I popped in a little bit late after the hour. And we've had five children, and my first one we started as a home birth, but she decided to come call Frank Breech Bottoms first, so we transported. And then our last three were born at home. And our second one, I kind of thought I'd do the birthing room, but I did a little bit different. I popped in, had the baby, and I left within about 4 or 5 hours because I didn't want a lot of interference. The baby never left my sight, and they didn't do a lot of those crazy tests. But I was curious what his plan was for complications. Like our first did come breech, we probably could have birth the baby, but it's fairly high risk. You know, they normally do C-sections on that. And then we had a couple of good 9-pounders, too, and they had told me I probably couldn't have anything bigger than a 7, but they were wrong. So did he have, like, what did he do for, like, if the baby needed oxygen or, you know, the various things? Did they study a lot about that, and did they have backups? I was kind of curious.
Okay, Sharon. One thing, you do not want to give baby oxygen because what happens is it aids in destroying their eyesight, and it's not good for them at all. And then with transverse, we had two of our children who breached transverse, and you reverse your position where you get up on your hands and knees instead of on your birthing chair or on your back or whatever. And you have to be careful because once you're in the hands and knees position, the baby can come very, very fast. And you don't want to bump their head on the floor. So,
But, so I'm going to take it. You studied up a lot on all the other options. I actually read tons about this. I just never did that particular one. My midwife, the first time I did have midwife, was not aware that the baby was breech, although she was a super hyperactive baby in the womb, so she could have switched at the last minute. So you had plans on how to handle that. So what did you do if the baby wasn't breathing? I'm curious.
Say again, I missed the last part.
Oh, if the baby didn't breathe right away, what was your solution to that?
You take two or three fingers and you just kind of gently push on their abdomen, not very hard, and they start breathing right. And you know, a lot of this goes back to your health before you have the baby, is what
definitely.
You eat for 2 years beforehand. So that makes a big difference. And one of the things is we cooked on cast iron. And my wife's hemoglobin was 13. And for a hospital birth, they like you to have 8. And so she was a lot higher than normal people's birth. So, you know, she had plenty of iron and was in very good health with all of her children.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm curious. I did have some issues because these are true things that come up, I happen to know, of bleeding pretty heavily. I also had very nice high iron count, so I made it through okay. But did you have, I presume you had training to be able to stop the bleeding if you had problems?
Yes. Actually, we had more training than a medical profession. After 8 years of training, we had more training in natural childbirth than they have. And one of the things is after the baby was born, if there's a hemorrhage on the mother's side, you have to massage the uterus and get it back down to the size of a grapefruit. And this is, you really got to pay attention to this because that's what stops the bleeding. It's just massaging that uterus, get it back down to the size of a grapefruit, and it'll stop the cell.
Well, you know, overall, I really felt the home births were a really great experience. Our youngest daughter, she was number 4. We had her, and our kids were supposed to go to their grandparents, and something came up. So they actually sat in the living room and watched TV, which we're not big on letting them watch a lot of TV, so that was a real treat. And I had the baby, and within an hour after having the baby, he came back and saw their little sister, and that was pretty cool. So I think it has a really good option. I'm just concerned that people wouldn't have the necessary knowledge that you learned and preparedness, because I know – from personal experience, things can kind of go wrong, and you need to know what you're doing, you know, when you're doing it. But anyway, I'm glad you brought this up, because I thought it was kind of a surprise that that would be on air. So I have nothing else to say. Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon.
Sharon, thank you, right. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, Sharon.
Okay, bye.
Silent Night, for those who don't know you, they're probably wondering about your background. And you spent some time in the U.S. Navy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the system, and you saw how it works, and you saw it from the inside. Is some of that experience what caused you to move outside the system?
Yes. Because I had a clean record when I went in the Navy. After college, I went in the Navy, and they put me in naval intelligence because most of the people that go in the Navy have had some kind of drug rap or something. And so anyhow, I was thrust into the inner circle, you might say, of education in the Navy. And while I was in intelligence, I found out that our military, our government, is probably the most dramatic. I mean, we can talk about Russia and China and Germany and Hitler and all of them, but our government and our military was worse than all the rest of them. And I found this out while I was in intelligence, and I thought, this is not the country that I thought I was serving. And so after a year in intelligence, they wanted to transfer me to the CIA, and I said, there is no way. And the different fellows that were spooked also, they told me there's a certain way to get out of this. And so I used that way to do it. And so then they put me in regular Navy and operations. And by then I already had a severe ulcer from not only the degradation that I found out while I was in intelligence, but also I ate poorly. I mean, when the chow hall was open, I ate very good, but boy, I learned what a Hostess Twinkie was and the soda pop. And so I had severe ulcers, and then I was discharged after a year in operation with the ulcer. And so that, within 6 months, I was out in the woods. And I'm not the only one. To hear in the Ozarks, I probably know 50 people who had been in high-ranking, high-level military positions, and black ops, snipers, all kinds of people that had moved out into the Ozarks and don't want nothing to do with the corporation that's running this country.
Silent Night, many of our class today will get a chance to meet you in person in March. And I'm telling you, class, Silent Night, meeting him is an absolute treat. When he comes to the meetup, he holds everyone's attention. Everyone is paying complete attention because he's living the way many of us would like to live. He does get harassed. He does get arrested. He does get jailed. Except for those experiences, he's free from the encumbrances that a lot of us have. Silent Night, you've been arrested. You spent 31 days in jail at one time and 41 days in jail at another time. And they threw you out of jail. First of all, why did they arrest you?
Okay. There's a relatively recent law in the federal court that Congress put it out. Congress is not supposed to establish religion. But they kind of forgot that somewhere along the line. And so they established this law as Title 42. 66613 that says you have to have a social security number to have a driver's license, a marriage license, a hunting, fishing, work license, occupational license. And I did not have those. I got caught 7 times traveling without one. And so they put me in jail. Well, I fought the first case, and it's kind of a long story. But so now in Arkansas, I set a state precedent. You don't have to have license and registration on an automobile if you don't have air in the tires and it's not commercial. But anyhow, they put me in jail for not having a Social Security number and a driver's license. And then they kicked me out. The second time they kicked me out because the jail administrator was holding $3,800 worth of fines and a lot. The rent on the jail is $15 a day, and it comes out of your Social Security account. The fines come off your Social Security account. Well, they had no way of paying it, so they just kicked me out.
So it sounds to me like, you know, jail is a racket. It's a money-making proposition that the government uses to steal more money from us. And it's clear to me that that's what it is. So class, Silent Night is an alias that your instructor's using. And he has a name. He has a name, and he has a first name, and then his last name is a special character on the keyboard. Is that correct? Are you willing to say what that is?
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned it before.
The colon.
Yeah. So his last name is not colon, C-O-L-O-N. It is the character right next to the letter L on your keyboard. One dot over the other dot. And there's no way that he's in the system. The system doesn't allow special characters like that. So he has a first name, and his last name is a single special character on the keyboard. And if you want to look him up, you can't. He's not in the system. You can't even find his book in the system. There is no ISBN. It's not there. But we have him. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-467-5019. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-467-5019. That's 1-800-467-5019. Call 1-800-467-5019.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Oh
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Last Silent Nights with us, and Silent Night, you live a very interesting life, and you live outside the system. I wanted to talk about the umbilical cord. So you do encounter difficulties during birth. How do you handle those?
Okay, well, if you have a home birth, you're there's no chance of getting staph infection. Everything is pure because you're in your own home environment. I mean, that's where you live. Before we start the birthing process, you do a scrub down, make sure your fingernails are short, clean, and smooth, so forth. And anyhow, when you do well, as soon as the head crowns on the baby, you reach in with your little finger and touch the neck. And when you realize that the cord is wrapped around the neck, you hook your little finger around that cord, and you just gently pull, tug a little bit, find out which direction it's got slack, and then you slip all the way around, and you just slip that cord right off. And then one of our children has one cord wrapped around, or the cord wrapped around once, and one had the cord wrapped around twice. And for the one with two, you had to flip it off twice. And you have to take that cord off of there, because if you don't, it's going to cause the cord to pull on the placenta, which is going to cause a rupture and a hemorrhaging in the mother. So it's just something that's easy to do. The medical profession says that everything is difficult and, boy, you could lose your life and this and that. But another thing is, you know, we have to give a lot of credit to the one who made home birth in the original, and that was the Almighty God. And he made babies to come out. And it's man that intervenes and messes things up. And so a lot of it is educate yourself before you start. And find out, what am I getting into, and how do I think?
You know, Silent Night, when we talk about preparedness and survival on USAPreparers.com, you know, you are the the type of individual that actually lives it, practices it. I mean, you are the ultimate survivalist because you're out there in the middle of nowhere. As a matter of fact, I don't even know where you are. I really don't. Class, I don't. And I can't always get in touch with Silent Night when I want to. I can't. But he lives somewhere off the grid in the middle of nowhere, and he practices what he preaches. Now, how many of you literally could get from point A to point B without a vehicle? How could you do that? It would be, it's unthinkable, isn't it? Well, he's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. You're going to get a chance to meet him. He's going to sign books. You can buy his books. And if you want one right now, I've got a case of signed books, autographed books by Silent Night, The Underground Railroad Returns to Disappear. If you're interested in the Underground Railroad and how people disappear and how you can shuttle them out of harm's way and get them away from the system, you can. And just contact us at usapreparis.com. And if you'd like to call, it's 417-462-1105. 417-462-1105. That's our number in the studio in Missouri. And you can call us and we'll help you get the book. $15, shipping included. Silent Night, what's it like living off the system?
It's kind of like you're visible, but you're invisible. You know, you can walk around people. You can even go up and talk to enforcers or what we call deputies and so forth without any fear of anything because it's like you're not there. And sometimes it's a lot of work, and there are times when you have no privileges at all. You know, you can't rent a backhoe, you can't rent a car or a motel. Whenever we traveled, we would have to do underground motels where we paid them under the table. And, of course, there's nothing, there's no paperwork involved.
Let me ask you very quickly, Silent Night, we only have 10 seconds. If you could change it and live within the system, would you?
No.
Okay. You can meet Silent Night. Thanks so much for being with us. Coming up next, Craig Douglas, hour number two, Radiation Detection. We'll be right back.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.